I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show, and I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. It is such a joy to be able to come at you every Sunday morning and hopefully encourage you and inspire you to be better or to do something that you're dreaming about doing and to give you that motivation to push you to the edge, to get you going, to get you started, to fulfill your goals and dreams. And that's what I've Decided is all about. It's about helping you, providing you a platform for success and transformation in whatever it is your goals are. And one of the ways that we love to do that is through our radio show. We're able to bring guests on our radio show and share information with you and hopefully educate you about all of the resources that you have readily available right here in our community that can help you be successful. And of course, we love to share with you our events that we have happening in the community. I've Decided is supported by 56 local businesses, and we love having them on board. They are community-wide difference makers, and we provide events in the community to help you be successful. One of the events that we do is our motivational conferences. We had our big motivational conference in January, but coming up very soon, in just a few short weeks, we have our half-day motivational conference happening on Saturday, April 1st, and it ain't no fooling. It's really happening on April Fool's Day from 9 to noon at Second Chance Church. And it is a great way for you to get connected into our community, to connect it into I've Decided. So if you miss that first full day conference, it is not too late to get involved. And you can do that at the half day conference. You can register at ivedecided.org. And of course, for many of you listening, you participated in our full day conference. And guess what that means? You get a bonus. The half day conference is included in that. And we will look forward to seeing you there. Well, my guest today, I am just really thrilled about this. We are kicking off a health series. And one of the things that happened to me in the last couple of weeks is I fell when I was out running. And generally speaking, I don't have a lot of pain on a day-to-day basis. And I'm so grateful for that. But a few weeks ago, I was out running and I fell and I hurt my shoulder and I hurt my knee and my hand. And I'm fine. And I went back out to run that following Monday, and I was just really stiff and sore. And I realized that pain can really hold you back. For those that might be suffering with joint pain or knee pain where you can barely walk, it's very difficult to be motivated to do anything, to be motivated to exercise, to be motivated to achieve your goals. You may have goals and dreams, but if you have pain intervening on those goals and dreams, it's very difficult. And so one of our resources that we're very proud of is Synergy Healthcare, Dr. Christy Durbin. She is my guest today. Hey, Dr. Christy.
Hey, Kim.
And she was at our motivational conference, and she'll be at our half-day conference coming up on April the 1st. But I was meeting with her a few weeks ago, and she started sharing with me about stem cell therapy. And it got me so fired up and so excited that I'm like, we have to get this information out to the community. We have to let people know what is available, because you are going to be amazed at what they can do with this stem cell therapy. And so I asked Dr. Christy if she would join me on the radio show today to share this information with you, and she agreed. I'm so excited. And you're just going to be in for a surprise. So I hope you will tune in for the rest of the show and listen up. And if you're in pain or you know somebody that's in pain, be sure to tell them to start looking into the stem cell therapy. So let's just dive right in, Dr. Christy. I want to know how you found out about, because you're one of only two doctors in the area that treats with stem cell therapy, or
Well, I'm actually a chiropractor, and there's only a couple of chiropractic offices in the area that are actually doing stem cell therapy right now. There may be some other medical offices that are doing it, but we, as chiropractors, we're super excited to be involved with the Stem Cell Institute of America. It's one of the leading organizations with research and with finding out what all stem cell can do. We were just super fortunate to be involved with them, and they actually brought it into our practice. So very excited to be on the edge of that.
It is cutting edge. I mean, it is unbelievable. So they brought this, you learned and trained on this stem cell therapy. And what was it that piqued your interest so much? You were sharing with me about sometimes patients come in and it's...
Right. Well, being a chiropractor, I deal with patients who are in pain all the time. That's what they come to us for. But I found that through treating patients, sometimes they were coming to me too late for me to really have an impact on their life. I could help control the pain that they were in. I could maybe help ease their daily lives and ease, you know, get them back into some of the activities that they wanted to do. But their joints and the tissue that was in their joint was just too far gone for chiropractic or even acupuncture to really have a huge impact on. And so I found I was still just managing symptoms instead of actually helping them to heal or cure themselves. And so when I started reading about stem cell and finding out about stem cell research, we found that stem cell, when used in a joint, will actually help to regenerate or regrow the tissue. So that means that if the cartilage is lacking and already gone, where other therapies might not help, the stem cell, after an injection, will latch onto that cartilage tissue and regrow more cartilage.
So what is a stem cell?
So a stem cell is a cell that is found in all newborns have stem cells. When you're first born, you have 1 in 10,000 of your cells are stem cells. They're cells that have the ability to become any other type of tissue. So whatever a stem cell latches onto, that's what it's going to replicate. It's going to replicate and grow that specific tissue. So if it's bone, it'll replicate and grow bone. If it's blood, it's going to replicate and grow blood. If it's cartilage, muscle, tendon, ligament, doesn't matter what the tissue is, that stem cell has the ability to regrow that particular tissue.
And that's what you're doing. You are injecting stem cells that latch on and help regrow the tissue.
That's right.
Essentially. That is unbelievable. Now, is this new? Like, you said they've been doing it in Germany for a long time. Like, how is it just coming here to the United States? Like, help us understand.
Because I know it seems crazy.
I feel like it could cure anything. Why do I feel that way? Like, I'm so excited. I'm like, well, stem cell, this therapy could cure almost anything, I feel like. But I know that we're a ways from that. But they are looking into that.
They are. They're doing research every day. The technology changes so fast. Technologically, we're just moving and advancing so quick that, you know, the FDA has to regulate those kinds of advances. And in other countries, maybe they don't have the regulation that we have here, but in other countries, they have been doing it for years where they are using stem cell and stem cell technology to help in joints, help in systemic problems, and help in diseases, and just overall help people feel better. But in the United States, the FDA is still regulating that. We're still researching it. I think maybe the research is a little more strict and the studies are a little more strict before they actually put it out there for the public. But now FDA has, you know, totally given the green light on doing stem cell therapy for joints, and especially when we use stem cells that are derived from amniotic fluid.
And so, okay, so that's my next question. Mm-hmm. Then you just rolled right into that. Where do we get stem cells from?
Well, we get stem cells from amniotic fluid. It's actually donated tissue. We get it from a tissue bank. Let me clarify that. It comes to us from a tissue bank. But the FDA has tissue banks that are regulated, and mothers donate from a cesarean birth, a live cesarean birth. They can donate the tissue. The placenta, the amniotic fluid gets donated. And they use that tissue to bring us the amniotic stem cells that we use in our injections.
So let's be clear. These are live births.
Live births.
And it's no different than donating an organ. If someone donates an organ, it's a mom who loves science, maybe. Or who wants to give back.
Yes.
And who says, I don't want you to just throw this good stuff in the garbage.
That's right.
Which is what we've been doing for
years.
Ever.
Yes.
Right? Maybe.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe back in the day, they knew how good that was. They could have done something with it. But in our world, where in our society, for years and years and years, they've thrown it away.
That's true.
And so now we're saying, hey, wait. We can use that.
We can use that. Yeah. And so it actually goes to a tissue bank where the moms are screened. The tissue's regulated. So it's completely safe. They go through all kinds of testing. And there's no antigens or antibodies in the fluid. So there's no chance of having an adverse reaction to the injection either, which is really nice.
That's not, well, and specifically, how many thousands of people have done this and have had no side effects from it?
There's been over 500,000 injections across the United States with no adverse side effects at all.
None. Zero.
Zero side effects.
And okay, so now I know there's somebody listening and they're saying, oh, but my doctor has already told me that I have bone on bone. And the only thing that can help me is knee replacement or hip replacement.
Sure.
What you have to say to those people?
Well, for those people, it is unlikely that you are truly bone on bone. That's just, there's some point of the joint that is probably bone on bone. But if you have any amount of space in there, any good cartilage in there left at all, we can inject it with stem cell. The stem cell will go to that area. It will start to proliferate that tissue. It will regrow. It'll increase your space. It'll, you know, grow your cartilage. So if you have any movement in your joint, that's a good indicator that you're not completely bone on bone. And it's a good indicator that you would get some relief from stem cell injection.
Okay. So it just, again, I'm just blows my mind. The stem cells cause the cartilage to rejuvenate. And if you're not clear about what that means regrow. In layman terms.
Right.
That means rejuvenate means it starts to regrow.
Right. We can actually look at an ultrasound from someone who hasn't had the injection yet and see the damage in the tissue or what tissue is actually lacking. And then we can go back in months later, do another ultrasound, a diagnostic ultrasound, and you can see that new tissue that has formed.
You can actually see it.
You can measure it.
That is unbelievable. I mean, I hope that if you're listening to this, this is just making you go, what? This is available? There are options for you. If you are in pain, there are options out there that can help you besides surgery. Now, we're not trying to downplay surgery or doctors or whatever needs to happen, but what I want to do is educate you on your options. That's what we're here for, right, Dr. Christie?
That's right. I mean, and my dad was told he went through different injections and different exercises, different protocols, and they finally said, hey, you need a knee replacement. And I looked at my dad. He lives 3 hours away. And I was like, no, let's not do that. You know, so he came. He had the stem cell injection. And I'm telling you, before he had it, I saw him planning his day around his pain. So he would get up in the morning and think about what he was going to be able to do that day because he knew he was going to need to take time to ice. And then he would not feel well enough to do other activities because his knee would just swell up and he would hurt so bad. And he had been so active. And so to see him going from being so active to being debilitated by this knee pain was just, it was horrible. And then to think about him being off work and having to go through the rehab of having a knee replacement and then the pain of a knee replacement and the risk of surgery with a knee replacement. I could not stand for him to have to go through that. So he came to my office. He's 3 hours away. He made the drive, came up to the office, had one injection, and that was back in August. I talked to him every week. He says, I'm still pain-free. I'm still waiting for it to come back.
he just thinks it's going to come back.
It might, you know. And so he came up a couple, let's see, about a month ago, he came up and we re-ultrasounded his knee with a diagnostic to see exactly what was going on there. And he just couldn't believe his eyes that his knee was regrowing the tissue that he needed in order to be healthy.
That is just amazing. And he did not have it. Let's be clear. He did not have a knee replacement.
He did not have a knee replacement.
No. And now his tissue is regrowing.
He says his bad knee has his good knee now.
So now he needs to do the other knee.
He's considering it. Yes.
Well, but that's the point you want. And you said, what I love about what you said, Dr. Christie, is that you want to help. And you want to help people get out of pain.
Right.
And they were coming to you. And you saw an issue, and that issue was that people come too late.
They wait too long. They think tomorrow's going to be better, the next day's going to be better, but our bodies degenerate over time. They do. If you've had an injury, maybe a sprained ankle or something like that in your past, over time, it will continue to degenerate until you do something about it. And now for the first time, we're able to do something about it.
And it sounds almost too good to be true. You know, it's like, you can put some stem cells into my knee and help with the pain. And it just almost sounds too good to be true, but it is, the results speak for themselves.
It does. We've had multiple patients come in, sometimes doing both knees at the same time, and almost immediately, 24 to 48 hours later, they're pain-free or minimal pain, or it's much reduced. And they're able to continue to do their activities. There's no downtime. There's no no extra exercises that they need to do. There's no extra instructions that they need to do. We just ask that they heat it. If it is aggravating them, they put some heat on there. So they sit with a heating pad on it. And that helps to actually bring in more inflammation,
right,
so that those stem cells know what to do and get their job done.
Because they have to have the inflammation. So that's a good point, too. If you have inflammation and you're in pain, you want to ice it to reduce the inflammation. So the heat comes in this specific therapy because you need the inflammation, because that's how the stem cells know where to attach.
They know where to go because of that inflammation. Right.
So you have to have that. So the stem cells go to work, rejuvenate, and start regrowing.
That's right.
That is amazing. If you are tuning in right now, you are listening to I've Decided Radio. And my guest today is Dr. Christie Durbin. She's the owner of Synergy Sports Complex, a chiropractor here in the Peoria area. And she has this amazing therapy called stem cell therapy. And it is just a way to help you if you have joint pain in your knee, in your hip, in your wrist. What about like in their ankles? Any joint.
Any joint.
Any joint.
Right now in our office, our physician's assistant, Kate, is able to do any joint that you have arthritis in, that you have pain in, that you have inflammation in, that maybe you've been told you're bone on bone. Any joint that's, you know, painful, that's having a problem, she can diagnose it. We can take a look at it with x-ray and with ultrasound. Diagnose it, make sure you're a good candidate for the stem cell, and then you're able to have the stem cell injection. We do ask that you're off of the steroid or off of NSAIDs for 2 weeks prior, because we need inflammation in that joint for the stem cells to work properly. But then typically it's one injection.
And is it painful?
No more painful than any other joint injection. I mean, I've had it done, not stem cell, but I've had a joint injection before. And, you know, Kate is excellent at finding that joint space. You numb it up. I mean, if you've had an injection, it's an injection. You know, it's no more painful.
Speaking about injections, most people who are at the point to where they feel like they need a replacement of a joint, or they're in so much pain that they cannot bear it, they are getting injections. And those injections, you were explaining, there's a downside to that.
There is a downside. Most people have had. If they're in that much pain, most people have had a cortisone injection. And the cortisone injection is designed to reduce the inflammation and stop the pain. For some people, it works, you know, and that's great. But for others, it doesn't. And the cortisone over time will actually cause a deterioration, a further deterioration of that joint. And so I have been told that the stem cell injections are not as painful as a cortisone injection.
Okay.
So that's good.
So that is good. And here's the biggest difference is, A, the cortisone injections come with a risk.
They do. And that it allows your body to continue to degenerate. It's not doing anything to regenerate that part of your body.
It masks the pain.
It masks the pain. And you could do further damage because of that masking.
And the stem cell therapy, you just said, has so far, with over 500,000 people who've had it done, zero adverse issues.
No adverse side effects at all.
At all.
At all.
Zero.
Zero.
And it rejuvenates.
And it rejuvenates. It regrows that tissue.
Which does not just mask the problem.
It does not. It fixes it.
It fixes
it. So you have a new knee.
And you're and somebody's listening going, yeah, right. I have a new knee.
We have pictures to prove it.
I saw those pictures. Like, I saw them. And you can see them too. And I just, if I could beg you, I would. I don't know if you can see that. This is begging, but I would love to plead with you. If you're listening and you're in pain, or you know someone who is in pain, I want to encourage you to get in touch with Dr. Christie and simply see what your options are. How can they get in touch with you, Dr. Christie?
We're at Synergy Healthcare and Sports Facility in East Peoria. They can call us. They can send us a message on Facebook. They can email us.
What's your phone number?
We're 309-688-4484.
And they can call you. Now, What's going to happen when they call? Kind of walk them through what to expect. Because I know a lot of times I'm like, oh, that icebreaker. Like, what am I going to say when I'm calling them? Help me.
Right.
Like,
no, that's no problem.
What can they expect?
Erica typically answers the phone. She's our front desk person. She's amazing. She's a very sweet girl. She'll take your phone call. Whenever you call, she'll, how can I help you?
Right.
And so you just let her know that you heard us on the radio station, that you're interested in stem cell, and she'll set you up with a no-charge consultation. You can come in, sit down with me. I'll talk to you for as long as you want to talk to me, and we'll get to know a little bit more about you and what's going on with your pain. And it's just a free consultation.
It's
I'll
free.
Tell you all about it. I'll tell you everything that you need to know about stem cell so that you're able to make a decision.
So they have, you have you, I'm speaking to you if you're in pain. You have nothing to lose. Maybe an hour of your time if you want to look at it like that. But you have nothing to lose to give Dr. Christie a call, set up an appointment, and come in for a consultation that she is offering free information, really.
Right.
And
we just want to get the word out there so that more people can be helped by this without having to go through surgery.
It's unbelievable. And if you're a little nervous to do that, you can meet her at the half-day conference, and where you'll get motivated, encouraged by all kinds of power sessions and motivational speakers. And you can meet Dr. Christie there and talk to her in person. But I don't want you to wait. Like, if you're in pain, call now. Like, you know somebody in pain, tell them to call, because as I know it sounds too good to be true, but once you see the x-rays and you see the results, you have options besides surgery. I'm just curious, Dr. Christie, is there ever a time where someone really would have to have you seen yet that someone really would have to have a total knee replacement? Is there a reason? Would it be if the whole thing really is bone on bone, I guess?
That's the only reason I can really think of where it would be necessary, is if the whole joint was really bone on bone.
But here's the thing. Even if you've been told it's bone on bone, and if you can move that joint in any way, you said,
if there's movement, there's typically good cartilage there somewhere. If there's movement, it's not really bone on bone. It's not fused together. Whenever it's bone on bone and fused together, they would not be a candidate for stem cell. But if there's movement, they're probably a candidate.
And so even if you've been told you're bone on bone, if you have movement, you've got cartilage. You might be, the doctors weren't lying to you.
I mean,
you may be bone on bone in a certain area of that joint. But in that joint, if you can move, if you can bend your knee in any way, you've got some cartilage. And that cartilage the stem cell latches onto that and starts regrowing.
That's right.
And the risks are, to date, are zero.
Zero.
Okay, that is amazing. But there are other great things about the stem cell that they're doing right now, too. Can you... You said something about this.
They're starting to look into systemic diseases and doing an IV infusion of stem cells to help with systemic problems. So
and
that's
what would
coming.
That be? Systemic, what do you mean by that?
Like lupus, like multiple sclerosis, like other rheumatoid arthritis, other conditions that are more systemic, like that affect your whole body, they are starting to look into and are starting to do those IV infusions.
So this stem cell research has just begun.
Just getting started.
And there is all kinds of amazing things.
It's amazing. And a real good resource or a place to look is the Stem Cell Institute of America. They have a lot of good information on their website, and it helps people to look at the research. Sometimes people want to see that research, and you can see it there.
That is amazing. And you can come and you can meet Dr. Christie and you can call and set an appointment and do a free consultation.
Absolutely. Happy to talk to anyone.
And so what's that consultation? What do they get to do there? You're going to talk to them? Are you going to do any x-rays? Are you going to show them anything or just kind of give them an overall?
We will give them an overall, an overall gist of what could happen if they decided to do stem cell. And we kind of walk them through the process, see if they're a candidate just by talking with them. And let them, really, we're just wanting them to tell us their story so that we have a good basis for what's going on with them, and then we can make those decisions together.
And I also want to be clear that you, in your office, you do x-rays and...
The diagnostic ultrasound. That's right.
Diagnostic ultrasound. And then you can show them.
That gives us a real clear view of their joint. We take the x-ray with them standing so we can see exactly what it looks like when they have all their weight or the pressure on the joint itself. And then Kate does, our PA does the diagnostic ultrasound so we can see exactly where tears are. We can see where that cartilage is lacking. We can see where they need more cushion in their joint.
And you can show them all that.
We can show them. Oh, yeah. It's a picture. They're just going to look at that picture.
And then once they get the injection, they come back how many weeks later?
We have different, it's a different protocol for different people. So it depends on what joint and what was going on with the joint prior to them having the injection. But yeah, they come back, they take a look. We do diagnostic ultrasounds periodic through their course of healing. And by the way, I forgot to mention, stem cells continue to work. After you have the injection, they continue to work for 8 months.
I mean, and that doesn't mean work like the pain comes back in 8 months. They continue to grow.
They continue to grow new tissue for 8 months.
So it gets better and better and better.
Better and better. So my dad's saying he keeps waiting for it to come back. It is not coming back.
And you're just laughing going, it's not coming back. Don't you see the x-ray?
You have a new knee. Yes. So until someone does something that injures themselves again... They have a new knee.
They have a new knee. Just like...
Turn it back.
I don't even want to say like a knee replacement because nothing like a knee replacement. A knee replacement is a titanium knee that they cut you open and put in.
Right.
This is nothing like that.
No.
This is your knee rejuvenated.
This is your 40-year-old knee in an 80-year-old body.
I love it. That is so awesome. It's amazing. Our half hour is almost up. I can't believe there's so much more information. You have to call Dr. Christie. If you are interested in this at all, just get your free consultation. It's worth it. There is one quick message that we do want to end on. If you are an expecting mom, right, we want to encourage the amniotic fluid because if you're having a C-section, like there's people that you want to save that.
I think so. You can contact, you can research it, and probably there is a local tissue bank that you could contact, and you could have that tissue stored for use with your child. Your child could use that tissue whenever they're older, and then they might need a knee replacement or think they need a knee replacement or think they need help with tissue. They could actually contact that tissue bank and get their tissue.
So you can actually save it, keep it, store it, or donate it, which is where that amniotic fluid is where you get the stem cell.
Correct.
From. So we need that. So just wanted to say that too. I think
because I said,
how do we get this information out? I didn't know that when I had babies.
I didn't know it either.
I wish I had.
Me
and
too.
So I would have totally not let him throw it in the garbage can.
No.
I'd have been like, come on.
Use that.
We can save a knee. I think it's great. I have just loved spending time with you today, Dr. Christie.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. This is great information. I really thought we'd be able to get all the information out in a half hour, but it's just too much. Like, you, it's a lot of great stuff. So give them your phone number one more time.
Okay, it's 309-688-4484.
All right, so give Dr. Christie a call. Get your free consultation scheduled. Find out what your options are to get out of pain, to live pain-free, because it's just going to be very difficult for you to be motivated, to be successful in your goals, whatever they are, if you're suffering with pain. And so we want to provide you these resources to help you, and resources that we trust, that are a part of I've Decided. They're community-wide difference makers, and we care. We care about you and what happens to you. Please join us at our half-day motivational conference. It's happening on Saturday, April 1st, from 9 to noon at Second Chance Church. You can get registered. It's only $59. You can register at ivedecided.org. Come and meet all these businesses who want to help you get motivated, inspired, and get on the right path to success. I thank you for listening today, and I will look forward to being with you next Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?